This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Andrew Yang, you know who he is?
Yep.
Who is he? I'm going to test you a
little
bit.
He's the guy up in Canada.
No.
No.
No. Are you serious?
No.
Wait, you're not serious?
No.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Rhett came in and he goes, dude, I read the prep this time. I was like, all right, I'm trying to keep it politics light. You're 20. You're not into politics.
Democratic presidential candidate. He is the first Asian guy.
Yes. Yes. He is running for president. He's gaining some traction.
He's the one that his agent put out the other day. He's like, Yang is going to do something that no other candidate has done. And then he like made an Asian joke.
He did do that. He made some Asian jokes on the presidential stage. Do you know what he did? Do you know it was groundbreaking what he did?
No, actually.
Of course you don't. He offered people, it's like some sweepstakes. He wants to do this thing called universal basic income, where he wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. That's kind of his big platform deal.
So he's going for the publisher's clearinghouse
model? He's going to give people checks, like a few people, if you go on his website and register. He's basically bribing you to vote for him. But he said something that I really actually like today. He wants to get rid of the war on drugs. And I couldn't agree more with this. Let's play some audio. I believe he was with The Hill TV. Let's listen to some of this.
Decriminalize opiates that are being used for personal use and aren't being distributed. So in addition to decriminalizing marijuana, I would decriminalize opiates for personal use.
That's a big deal. I mean, does that include heroin?
Yes, it does. I mean, at this point, what's happened is you had this OxyContin addiction that has morphed into fentanyl and heroin,
right,
which are frankly more accessible and sometimes less expensive than the OxyContin that started the addiction chain.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Portugal model, what they've done? Because it's very similar to what you're saying. They essentially decriminalized all drug use, including heroin. They have injection sites where people can go and be dosed, but also have access to treatment rather than being thrown in prison. We're not talking about dealers here. We're talking about individual addicts. Is that consistent with what you're talking about here?
Yeah, I was inspired by Portugal's success, where in the wake of this change in approach, they saw a massive reduction in both overdose rates and substance abuse rates. So I'm for safe injection sites, safe consumption sites, and I'm for referring addicts to treatment instead of jail and letting them know this.
Yeah, so he wants to completely get rid of the war on drugs, which I think is a fantastic idea. There's been trillions of dollars spent on this program. It's locked up people I think we're the second most in the world of people that are incarcerated behind, I think it's China. And for what? Like, my highest value that I have in my life is freedom, right? And I don't think drugs are good. I don't think they benefit society, really, but also I believe that you should be able to do whatever the hell you want and put in your body whatever the hell you want, because your body is really the only thing that you do own in this world.
I think it is one of those things where, like, if you decriminalize opiates and drugs of that nature, after so long, natural selection kind of takes its course, you know?
That's true.
The people who use it, abuse it. And
yep. Ron Paul said in 2008, when he was talking about this, and by the way, I think it's a little too soon for this, but I guarantee you next election, this is going to be mainstream. This is going to be a mainstream talking point and policy thing. Just get rid of the war on drugs. But he said, and Ron Paul said in 2008, like, if heroin is legal tomorrow, are you going to do it?
No.
Me either. You know the risks.
Right. And that's the thing, too, is like after so long of knowing what this stuff does to you, the effects, and taking a 20-minute drive to Sefner and seeing all of it for yourself, it's you just know. Like you said, if it was legal tomorrow, would you do it? No, because you just know better. And at this point, I think people are well-informed enough to be able to make those decisions on their own, because we see it all the time with alcohol. Alcohol ruins lives.
That's the thing. Like, alcohol does ruin lives, and we tried to ban that too in the, I think it was the 20s when Prohibition was going on, and guess what? Didn't even make a dent in it. They just, it just creates, whenever you ban something,
just pisses everybody off.
you create a black market for it even worse. And that's when you start getting the gang wars. And now we're just funding these major cartels. They got, what's that dude's name? El Chapo.
El Chapo.
They got him. They locked him up. But there's going to be just another guy that steps up to the plate and takes over his empire. The risks or the reward is too great. And yeah, you'll go to jail forever, but you'll be living large for a long time if you get caught.
Well, you even look at something like the THC vape industry, right? There's so many places, especially now with the whole thing that's going on. They're trying to ban just the flavored vapes and things like that. But then you hear about these operations. There was a kid, I think, in North Carolina not too long ago. He got busted in his house. He's like 19 years old, and he was selling and distributing his own THC cartridges.
Yeah.
And that's what's making people sick.
And yeah, that's where this epidemic has come from. It's not the where the kids are, you know, the lungs are just disintegrating. It's not from the jewels, the ones that are government regulated. It's from these illegal, you know, pods that people are buying with the Jangus in them.
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed?
Occasionally.
On occasion? And, I mean, it never became a problem for you?
No.
No? You feel like you can function and do everything you need to do?
Absolutely. I think there's a very, very high percentage of people who smoke weed and, believe it or not, are functioning adults. I'd say 90% of people who do it.
Dude, I smoked when I was, I hate saying when I was your age because I'm not that much older than you, but I'm going to be 35 years old this year. Let's be honest. So when I was your age, I smoked a lot of pot and I thought the same thing. I thought I'm doing fine. I'm going to school. You know, I'm working. I'm doing everything I need to be doing. And then I took a break, just a tea break, a tolerance break. And I actually started being productive and doing things with my life. And things started turning around for me. Like, I wasn't – the thing I don't like about pot is that it makes you too okay with everything. You're just kind of like, oh, this is fine. You're fine with the mediocrity of life, just the run-of-the-mill boring stuff. And I feel like if you want to improve and get better, now the kid, like Joe Rogan smokes a lot of pot and look, he's doing great.
Right.
So there are outliers there. But for me, it just made me pretty lazy.
It's definitely different for everybody. I know that, you know, when I had smoked, it was mostly because I wanted to get creative. Like it didn't motivate me because that's not what it does. It's not right. an upper. But it just kind of allows you to open up a little more in your mind and kind of see from different perspectives, depending on how you're using it. Some people use it for pain. Some people use it to sleep.
I would love to come back to it at a certain point because I do miss it. But I just now it's so strong. It's like LSD now for me.
Yeah, you've really got to, especially if you're trying to get back into it or you are a little bit older. You do have to kind of dosage with yourself, kind of figure out what's going to be too much for you. I don't want to throw her under the bus, but my mother has made that fatal mistake where it's just been way too much for her and she didn't really, she just kind of jumped in, you know?
Oh, she went full force into the new stuff. Yeah. I remember my mom asked me to get her pot 10 years ago and I was like, what? She goes, I just want to smoke some marijuana. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get you some, sure. And I went and my friend brought it over and I gave it to her. And the first thing she says, she opens the bag and she goes, what is this, California Gold? And I just went, that is adorable and really, really funny, Mom. I don't know what it's called. It's called pot as far as I know. But something happened. Like, I was the first generation to kind of get, like, good pot whenever you want it.
Right.
Right? Because it was kind of just, like, shake, you know, dirt weed. And then all of a sudden, this hydro stuff started to come out. It became like an industry. People actually, it was like around the same time, I think, that craft beer kind of came out. It was kind of the same thing.
Well, you think about in so many places now how regulated it is. And like even now, if you're driving in Tampa, I know it's a Hillsborough County thing with Hillsborough County sheriffs and TPD maybe, but it's almost decriminalized.
Like, yeah.
You can get pulled over, and they'll give you a ticket and take it from you and say, go ahead.
Yeah, I think St. Pete has that, too. I mean, I like this, and that's why I think that Yang's idea here to, you know, end the drug war would be a good thing. I mean, locking people in a cage for something that's just grows out of the ground, that's natural, that just seems barbaric.
Definitely.
To me. I mean, prison has its place, but it's for really bad people who can't live in society. You know, it's not for people who do drugs. And unfortunately, there's millions of people in this country that are incarcerated in jail or in prison for a plant. And that's just, that's wrong.
The only downside I can think of to Yang's proposed decriminalization is, like, I feel like you'll see so many more crackheads walking around.
Why? I don't think so at all, because are you going to do crack? Are you going to do crack?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah, but these people can be a little more comfortable with what's going on, and they can come out in broad daylight in their natural element.
Dude, have you been downtown St. Pete?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad now. I can't see it being much worse than it is now. I want to know what you people think about this. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Should we just legalize drugs at this point? Is Andrew Yang out of his freaking gourd with this thing? I don't know. I'm not going to do heroin. I'm not going to do crack. I know the risks. I might get an OxyCotton, though, if I can.
I'm going to totally buy into the hype.
You're just going to go full force into it.
Yeah,
make a full industry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could get it. You could do what, you know, Colorado's doing. You could tax it, and then you have all this extra ad revenue, or not ad revenue, tax revenue. You could do good things with it. You people want schools, right? You want public schools? Well, there you go. There's your money. It's just things you can do with it.
Yeah.
It's just another industry that's wide open now.
I mean, you also think about some of the downsides of taxing it, though, is, you know, you kind of take away...
It's going to create a black market where people can get it cheaper.
It's just going to be another side market, and people are going to be selling it for a decent price while the pharmacies and all the big companies just want way too much money for it.
And my thing is just once you try to ban something, it's just going to create that market and people are going to get involved. That's why, you know, I'm sorry, but even gun control, it's like you can take away the rifles or stop selling them, but there's still a bunch of them out there. They're still going to be there, and it's just going to create a black market for people to get them now.
Right. At the end of the day, when it comes to the gun thing, they're trying to take away guns from bad people, but bad people still have guns.
Criminals do not follow the law,
right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the whole point.